Ted Carnes is busy hanging art in the foyer of his house. While he holds a picture in place against the wall, he plugs in an electric drill.
And there it is. Powered off the sun.
Ted and Kathy Carnes' entire two-bedroom house uses electricity, powered by the sun or wind. The rustic stone and plank home sits on top of a steep wooded hill, miles from the nearest neighbor.
There is no water, there's no soil, there's no public utilities up here, so everything that we designed, you have to keep in mind, was done in this harsh condition.
It's taken the Carnes 20 years to design and expand their alternative energy system. Ted, a self-described scrounger and handyman, has found many components through flea markets and friends. In fact, Kathy says their off-grid system began with a gift of shoebox-sized batteries.
Somebody gave us a bunch of nickel-cadmium batteries, and then we started thinking about how to recharge the batteries, thinking wind. Windmill came first.
It took me 8 climbs to install the new windmill. I had a different one up there. In the bottom of the tower I built.
How tall is that?
76 feet.
The metal tower now looms over the house, outbuildings, and organic garden. As the wind whips the chimes at its base, the turbine blades whirl and drive an alternator to generate electricity. The electricity is stored in a bank of batteries.
Is the wind consistent up here?
Winter good, summer not. And then in the summer, the solar panels kick in. So it just sort of balances out.
The Carnes' rooftop solar panels accept sunlight into silicon chips and convert the light into electricity. Because it's sunny today, Kathy can run their specially manufactured clothes washer with solar energy. First, she pushes a button on the living room wall, and a red light starts to blink. The light indicates that stored electricity is being converted from a DC to AC current.
That means the house is now 110 power. Turn the water on. And then, it's on.
The Carnes also vacuum when the sun shines or the wind blows. They run their TV, stereo, and lights off 12-volt DC batteries, much like a car. They heat their water with solar energy in the summer and wood in the winter, and warm their house with a wood stove. They also capture air from underground and use it to refrigerate food and cool their house. All told, Ted and Kathy have spent about $3,000 to upgrade their alternative energy system. Ted says, except for burning wood, the system is non-polluting. He believes it's also pretty much hassle-free.
There's no inconvenience that we've seen. There's maybe 2 days out of the year, 2 or 3 days, that we don't have ample hot water. And the nice thing about that, you never stop appreciating the conveniences. Because periodically, for a very short time, sometimes you have to do without.
More and more people are discovering that they can power their homes and their small businesses using solar and wind.
Richard Perez is the founder and publisher of Home Power magazine. Perez says states are doing far more than the federal government to encourage the residential use of renewable energy.
There are tax credits, there are rebates, there are buy-downs. Every state has a slightly different scheme, but most states have some sort of financial incentive for installing small-scale renewables in your home.
Perez says homeowners don't have to wait for government support to set up a system. Ted and Kathy Carnes agree. As the couple gets ready for dinner, Kathy says they want to inspire the many people who come to see how they live off-grid.
We have a friend that has a solar lawnmower now. We have friends in Philadelphia that took some solar panels, and it's not their total system, but it's a little part of their system. We get enough company and we have enough people that have been here, then it sort of branches out and goes off.
An estimated 180,000 households in the United States generate some or all of their own electricity. But alternative energy systems aren't for everybody. For people who are downright afraid of technology or inconvenience, life off the power grid isn't a real option just yet. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Ann Murray.